Welcome to Stretching Boundaries with Elasticity, where we invite you to the front lines of marketing innovation, introducing you to the authors of the next chapter of marketing, advertising, and public relations. I'm your host, Aaron Perlett, and I'm one of the founding partners of Elasticity. Today, I'm joined by my good friend, David Peacock, CEO of Advantage Solutions. Prior to that, he was CEO of Schnucks Markets, and then before that, president of Anheuser-Busch, among other roles. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. I'm looking forward to it and always love seeing you.
Yeah, always love seeing you too, man. So for those who may not be familiar with Advantage Solutions, tell the audience, what is Advantage Solutions, what is actually a Fortune 1000 company?
Yeah, so we are the largest sales and marketing agency in the U.S. Out, and when I say sales and marketing, we do both selling work directly for CPG clients, and then we've got a large marketing arm, the largest experiential marketing agency in the world. Nice to say that. And even by Ad Age, we're the largest marketing agency that is not based in New York. So we're based in St. Louis, Missouri.
So, in your role, the obvious answer to this is driving revenue, because particularly at a publicly held company, you're always held to that by your board and your investors. But how do you see your bottom line responsibility?
I mean, as CEO, obviously you're responsible for everything. So, and the performance of the company, but more importantly, I think when you're in a business of 70,000 people, the experience that they have within our company is really important, because it's what drives retention. And, in a business like ours, where our cost of goods sold is really people and technology, it's how we kind of pour into our cost of goods sold. And so I've joked, but not really facetiously, said I'm chief experience officer when it comes to employees. I'm chief enablement officer when it comes to my team, chief empowerment officer, and at times chief empathy officer. You really need to understand what, from a frontline person who's working a cart sampling folks in a Costco all the way up to a VP in our company, maybe going through at any given time based on any different subject. And at the same time, also have empathy for our clients. What are they going through? What are their challenges, and how can we help through our services, improve their prospects of growth?
Now, before you entered the C-suite, you were a longtime marketer, which is ironic now that you're leading a company that's really focused on that to a degree. What's the why behind what you do? Why do you do what you do?
Well, I mean, I think our company, first I'll talk about our company and then I'll talk about myself. I mean, our company is, I say, the mortar between the bricks within the consumer ecosystem. So, the bricks are retailers that are selling product to consumers, and CPGs who are trying to get their brands and products positioned well, if you will, at retail and or with consumers. And we provide an array of services to help enable that for both the CPG and retailers. So we really have two capabilities. One is market making between CPG and retail. And we do all kinds of things, from headquarter selling, category management, all the stuff in sales primarily. Although we do e-com as well, which is, we're one of the, I think we're fourth largest agency that does work with Amazon on behalf of CPGs. And then we've got outsourced labor at scale in the consumer space. So we're doing all the experiential work, the retail merchandising work, the last mile work that really can help drive companies' products. I love it because I love the people aspect of it. When I went to Schnucks, I kind of fell in love with the frontline teammates and the importance that they play in the process of consumers making decisions. I'd done the whole upstream work with Anheuser-Busch, which was building brands and launching them and then selling them to wholesalers and hoping they would sell through to consumers. Working at a retailer was great to actually interact with and make decisions that directly affected how consumers would shop.
What are, the last couple of years have been kind of a nightmare, particularly in the agency industry, in the service space. What are the biggest obstacles and I guess opportunities that you're facing right now?
Yeah, we were very heavily and deep in the agency space. We've sold off some companies in the last year, but we've retained kind of what I'll call as our core agency backbone, which does kind of end-to-end consumer marketing. It's smaller. We're not WPP or Publicis, but we do have a group that in our AMP agency that does that. I think you are finding in a difficult environment, look, you had kind of a big shift in shopping behavior during COVID. You had supply chain issues that ultimately led to inflation, and that slowed down unit movement, and that slowed down kind of general consumer activity, especially on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum, which then has got CPGs saying, well, my revenue's not growing as much as it was. I need to start cutting costs. And that's where the agencies started paying the price. The better performing brand companies are the ones who are leaning into brand health. And I was with one yesterday, actually, their CEO and leader, marketing and sales leader, around why they've actually really doubled down and taken some heat from Wall Street around the amount of investment they're making, but it's working. They're actually winning in the second half when you look at their numbers compared to a lot of other CPGs. So I do think people are starting to say, hey, I need to invest in this a little more. I need to do so wisely. I think technology enables it to be where you can get a higher ROI on your dollar. But I do see some reason for optimism in 2025 and beyond as things get a little bit back to normal, because I think we still were living through a ripple of COVID during 24. And companies see, wait, the people who are winning are the people investing. So guess what? I need to invest too.
How do you feel like advantages and maybe even you as a leader are stretching boundaries, kind of doing something unique to other industries or organizations in the space?
Yeah, so we are we when I started, we embarked on kind of a big technology journey. Some of it was foundational to how we operate the business. Some of it was tied specifically to our commercial, what we call our commercial operations. I do think AI is a massive enabler, and a lot of people get scared by AI. I think it can, in some respects, turn writers into editors, but actually makes editing that much more important. So I think it can. Right now, what I've seen is AI is better with words than numbers. Still, it's a little questionable, in my view, on images. Although it can do some pretty amazing things, if you can leverage some of the technologies. We are focused on it enabling our strategy, not letting AI be, I've told people we don't have an AI strategy. We let it be an enabler to our strategy. I said, hey, having an AI strategy is like having a laptop strategy. Laptops are a tool our team uses to operate efficiently. AI is no different, but it can help us route our teammates better. It can help us route work better. It can help us probably do more work in less time or more quickly, which is something I think clients are looking for more and more, is kind of how agile can you be in your business and reacting to their shifting kind of and changing consumer dynamics. I think that kind of technology can do that. And then on the analytics side, we've upgraded our analytic talent and capabilities and being able to really determine where is the best place to spend the next dollar. And we always say, if it's not something that's within our purview as relative to services, that's fine. We're here to help you grow. And if it's something that we do, great. If it's not, if you grow, we win. So I think going in with that mindset is going to be important for agencies as well.
Get you out of here on this. What do you hope that others can potentially take from your experiences and approach to what you do, the way you run your business?
I think if anything, lean into innovation. We're doing it within our company, but it's something that I've done, just felt really strongly about when I was in Anheuser-Busch, even, which people looked at beer as sort of okay, it's back in my day. It's sort of Bud, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light. Yeah, there's some new stuff. We leaned in, and what we saw was, as much as 10% of the volume and the majority of the growth was coming from innovation. So you had to have a good churn and be comfortable, I guess, having things you kind of start and stop quickly, if you feel like there's a better mousetrap, because I think technology's capabilities really enable you to pivot more quickly. So I think we can get married to a solution and you just can't, because there may be a better option 3 months after you've launched the solution. As long as you just are open about, hey, yep, this was, I always say, make the right decision and make the decision right. It was the right decision at the time, but making it right may be to change how we do it, because in this environment, it's a better option for both clients and the agency.
Dave Peacock, CEO of Advantage Solutions, very tall. Thank you for being with us. Really appreciate it. A reminder, you can learn more about elasticity by visiting goelastic.com. That is, of course, if you're interested in stretching boundaries in marketing and advertising. This has been Stretching Boundaries from Elasticity. Dave, thank you again. Really appreciate your time.
Yep, thanks.